So this is my wife for life. She gonna bring her Stacy, co-pastor Stacy Wilson. She gonna be bringing the book tonight. Say, bring the book. Come on, say, bring the book. This is my wife of 33 years and I think 11, 12, 13 grandkids. I lost count. This is my soulmate, amen. This is my helpmate. I appreciate all that she do. So y'all in for a treat tonight. If you don't mind, just point your hands at her. Say, Co-Pastor Woodson, speak the word, teach the word, let go, let God. I present to some, introduce to others, Co-Pastor Stacy Woodson. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet and just welcome her. Show her some love. Amen. Show her some love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let us bow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for tonight, oh God. Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you continually, oh God, breathe your breath of life in this place on tonight, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for who you are and what you're getting ready to do, oh God. Lord God, I totally decrease, oh God, that you may increase in this place, oh God. Let them not hear me, oh God, but let them hear you, oh God. Lord God, we thank you in an advance, oh God, for lives being changed on tonight, oh God. Lord God, we thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're getting ready to do in this place, oh God. Have your way like never before, oh God. It is in your son Jesus' name I do pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for Pastor Wilson, amen. The pastor of this house, my lovely, lovely husband, amen. 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 I thank God for Pastor Jay, amen. A great, great, awesome woman of God, amen. I thank God for all of you on tonight, amen. All the visiting pastors, amen. I thank God for you all as well, amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. We know, you know, we're coming from Job 27. Amen. And we're going to start with verse 1, if you stand, please. And it says in verse 1, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who has vexed my soul, all while my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. My heart should not reproach me so long as I live. Amen. You may have your seats. And I'm going to be talking to you tonight from the title, Maintaining Your Integrity Before God, with the thought, God is watching. Amen. And when I started to do the lesson, the first thing I thought about, amen, is when we're young, some people may do it now. I done got too old to be trying to do it now. But you always want to be with the groupies. You always want to be with the Fabulous Five. No matter who they are, whether I was telling Pastor Wilson, I said, you have the gifted ones that draw people that think that they're better than everybody else, and you got that group all hanging together. And then you got the group over there that may not have enough, and they all hanging together, amen. But there's always one leader in the pack that's leading them. The way you're supposed to dress, the way you're supposed to look, the way you're supposed to carry yourself, whether you're going to like her or not like her, or whether he's going to be your boyfriend or not, however it may be, we always want to be with that pack. Amen. But you need to remain and hold on to your integrity and stop allowing people to lead you the wrong way. Amen. I was thinking about gangs. Amen. You got the Crips, the Bloods, or whatever. I don't know anything. I just hear because I've never been involved in that kind of stuff. But there's always somebody that's leading the other person, and they think that they're going back to help them out. Amen. So you feel there's a leader there, and they want to go out and reach and try to help somebody that's less fortunate, although they don't have anything either. And they're telling them what to do and how to do it. Amen. And you have to remain and know who you are and stand fast and not allow people to lead you the wrong way. Amen. Once we get saved and become a child of God, amen, stop allowing people to tell you what to do. Amen. If God is your leader, if God is directing you the right way, amen, that's who you go after. We get in church and we get saved, and then we see the most popular person in there, and then we want to go over there. And that person is telling you which way to turn and how to turn. And you itch and don't know which way to go. That is not the way God desires you to be. Amen. You got to stand up and know who you are. The greater one lives on the inside of you. Whatever that individual have for themselves, it's for them. And what God has for you, it is for you. Amen. So stop allowing people to tell you how to think, when to think, and where to think. When we come to the household of God, we need to know what God is saying unto us. When man and woman is standing before you, amen, I always go back to lessons when it comes down to you going to college or you go to school. You can't get to first grade unless you graduate out of kindergarten. And it keeps going and going and going. And then you make the decision whether you're going to go to college or not. But when you do, amen, you're paying for it. So you got to make sure every time you go in that classroom, you're going to pay attention so you can pass the test. When we come to the household of God and we've been saved more than 30 days, you should be able to stand up and know who you are. Amen. Nobody should be telling you what to do. What does the word of God tells you to do? If the word of God says pray 3 times a day and your friends say they only do one, maybe you need to pray 3 times a day. If they say fast, if the word of God said fast 7 times a day, 7 days out of a week, why are you listening to what they're saying? Amen. Because what's for you is for you. And you got to understand that. Understand what God has in store for you. Amen. Amen. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Hardship does not give us the right to step out of the spirit. Attacks of the devil should not change us for the worse. Especially if you know you haven't done anything wrong. Amen. People will lie on you. People will say all kind of manner of disrespect to you. I've had it done to me. Amen. And it doesn't matter because I know who I am. And I don't move about what somebody say. And what God is telling me to do, I'm going to do it. Amen. And that's how you have to be. Don't allow people to lead you down the wrong way. Oh, Susan is talking about you. Sister Cantaloupe said that you're getting out of character to go back and want to discuss what's going on. If you know you didn't say it, if you know you didn't do it, then don't worry about it. Let God be the head and let him deal with the situation. Now, I do agree that if you need to go talk to the individual, I probably will go talk to them. To give them a better understanding. Because I do understand that when we're in the midst of people, people misinterpret who you really are. Amen. Especially when somebody else may have said an ounce of anything about you. Somebody else is going to misinterpret it the wrong way. So if you get something said, let the individual know that's not who I am. That's not how I am. Amen. So let's clear the air. Amen. Rather than keep on and allowing it to build and build and build. And then you on this side, not liking this side and this side. Not, that's not the way we're supposed to be. We are a carrier of God's word. And no matter where we go, we need to carry God's word. Amen. To all. Even in the church. Amen. We need to carry God's word to the people that don't know. Amen. Amen. The truth be told, anytime somebody starts going through, folks can assume you did something to bring it on you. Sometimes it's just the devil, just like he tried Job. You did nothing wrong. That's just the devil tempting to see how much you got inside of you and how would you go backwards from where you came from. How will you go back to that fighting spirit? When will you go back to that lying spirit, that anger spirit? You came and confessed and said, I'm not going to do it no more, but just a little bit. Somebody says, and there it comes back up inside of you. It leaves and comes back seven times greater. What will it find? Will it find a clean swept house? Or will it find something to attach yourself to make you go back to where you used to be? Amen. Keep yourself clean. Amen. Before the Lord. So when it comes, that's what I used to be. I'm not that way no more. That's why many of us can't go home back to our hometown to live. Amen. Because they always want to characterize you for what you used to be. Not what you are now. They'll never know me for who I am now. They always know me for Adams and a twin. Amen. And that is who I am. But that God got more in me than that. Amen. And you got to understand that. When we get outside the household of God, amen, you have to have the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Even when you're on vacation. Even when somebody in the church ain't around, you still got to carry the word of God with you. You got to have enough integrity down on the inside of you to say, we've been endured for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's not who I am. That's who I used to be. Amen. You got to stand up for what is right. Amen. Integrity is about being honest. It's about having strong morals, principles. It's about uprightness. Amen. You got to be upright. It's respectable in honor. We have to maintain our integrity in adversities. Amen. Job was attacked by Satan and lost everything but his integrity. But his integrity. Amen. Let's go to Job 1 and 1. And it says, there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Job 1 and 8 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Job 2 and 3 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Job 2 and 9 says, then said his wife unto him, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Why do you think Satan was so mad about Job not cursing God and dying? See, Satan killed his children. If he killed our children, we would be mad. We would be upset. We would be angry. We would want to give up. We'll go into a depression state and say, oh, why is me, Lord? But Job did not change. He took his money. Y'all know y'all love y'all money. If you took everything, you'll be angry and upset. Why me, God? But you have to remain and hold your integrity. Amen. He took his health, and he was still blessing God in the midst of it all. Some of the stuff you went through in your marriage, on your job, with your family, and in your body is because you have held on to your integrity, and God's been bragging on you. Amen. So don't worry. Amen. Keep trusting God in the midst of it all. Amen. You win in the end. Amen. Don't be angry about what you're going through. Just go through the process and trust God in the midst of the storm. He's standing right there with you. Amen. There are something that you should want to do. Some places you just want to go. Some people you just won't date. Some men you just won't marry. And a God you will not give up on. No matter what, when you get to your lowest, trust God. You must keep going. Keep moving. Keep trusting. Keep going forward in God. Keep encouraging yourself. Even when you don't have anybody, I tell them to look from the inside out. Amen. Live from the inside out. Amen. Look at yourself, the man in the mirror. And if there's nobody that you have that can speak to you, you begin to speak life to yourself. I'm more than a conqueror. Greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. This is only for a moment. God, I trust you in the midst of the storm. So many times we go through situations and we want to call everybody in your phone down rather than calling on the name of Jesus. I think when things go on in your life, when you got too many people telling you things, it's a state of confusion. You don't know which way to turn because everybody's telling you something. Amen. Pastor Wilson and I didn't get 33 years by 1,000 people. We probably should have went through counseling. Really. We probably should have, but I thank God for the God that he is. Amen. That he sustained and made us through it. And now we know that there's no greater love. Amen. But it wasn't like that in the beginning. Amen. But I thank God to give us the ability to be able to fight in the midst of the storm and not give up. And probably a handful, if nobody, don't even know our story. But God. But God. So when you want to, when you're going through stuff, trust God in the process. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. If you listen, pay attention. Amen. Because you feel like I'm not hearing God. You hear God. You just don't want to listen to what God is having to say. You hear exactly what he say, but you want to live in your flesh. And you want to do what the flesh is telling you to do. But if you get outside your fleshly man and get in your spiritual, you will hear everything that God has in store for you. Especially when you come into the household of God. And if you've really gotten yourself before the Lord, there be maybe one, two, or three things that the man of God is saying that have put something on the inside of you and a spark of light, a spark of fire. That's what I needed to make that change. Change only happens when you want to change. Amen. You can't keep going the same way day after day, moment after moment. You should not be still living in day one and you've been saved for 6 months. A six-month-old baby is almost off the milk by now. When my kids, my grandmother gave them whole milk at 6 months. Amen. Not that that's healthy, but she did. But anyway, you know, you got to understand who you are and begin to trust God in the process. Amen. Amen. Say, I will not blame God. Amen. Amen. Job 31. Amen. And it says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. When then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doeth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I walk with vanity or if my foot has hasted to deceit, let me wade in an even balance that God may know my integrity. Amen. And Job calls on God to recognize his integrity. Amen. Here we see Job is asking God, I've been good. I've done everything right. Amen. Is there anything else? Search me, God. If you find anything that shouldn't be, amen, take it out. Why is this coming up on me? I trust you in the midst of what I'm going through. I believe you. But if there's an ounce of something going on, take it out. Strengthen me that I get a better understanding what is going on in my life right now. Amen. Everybody had turned their backs on him. The wife said, curse him and die. His three friends said, you done something wrong. Most of us would believe that those friends, even though within ourselves we know we ain't did nothing wrong, but the more they talk to us, the more we're going to believe it. Maybe I did do something wrong. No, you know within yourself if you did or did not do something wrong. So you stand to your integrity and say, no, I'm trusting God in this. I don't know what you see, but I've done nothing wrong. Amen. I'm standing upright and doing the work of the Lord. Job was saying, God, please look at what I'm going through and see if my behavior brought this to my life. Amen. He asked God, look, see what's going on with me. I've been sitting here to tell you tonight, stay true to what right, no matter what's happening in your life. Stay true to what is right, no matter what is happening in your life. Stay steadfast and committed to God, no matter what is happening. Because the devil knows if you compromise your integrity, he has a way into your life now. If you compromise your integrity, you're giving him a way into your life. Integrity, if you compromise your integrity, you're in a state of confusion. And when you're in a state of confusion, you'll fall for anything. Because we all like the pat on the back, the patty cake, it's okay, sweetheart. You know, we all like that tender touching. But stay true to what God is saying. Amen. Don't compromise your integrity. Even when you know that you're right and somebody's seeing something wrong. Amen. Being hurt doesn't give you the right to compromise your Christian walk. Amen. Being hurt doesn't give you the right to compromise your Christian walk. Amen. Don't give up. Don't compromise your purity. Amen. There's nothing more insulting to God than to profess him with your lips and deny him with your life. There's nothing more insulting to God. Amen. I confess you with my lips and deny him with your life. Amen. How are you on the workplace? We hear time and time again that we can't talk Jesus. But there's a way that seemeth right unto the man. That you can portray Jesus no matter where you are. If you get in your closet before you get in the office, they'll know Jesus is operating somewhere on the inside of you. There's a way. If you put Jesus first when you get into the grocery store, they'll know that Jesus is operating in you. So you ain't got to walk around speaking in tongues, making the unsaved think you're crazy. All you got to do is put him here, and they'll know that there's something different about you. They'll understand that there's something that they'll glean from, and they'll get closer to you. When you operate with Jesus in your home, in your closet, in your secret place, in the car, turn off the TV, turn off the radio. So when you get there, they'll know there's something different about that individual. And I like to talk to them. And your conversation, they ask the question, you give the answer. And it's all about Jesus. Amen. Understand that. Amen. There are five men in the Bible that showed integrity. Amen. Genesis 37 and 50. Joseph was a man of impeccable character. And even when he faced severe trials, he maintained his integrity. As a young man, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, but he refused to compromise his integrity. Even when he was tempted to do so by Potiphar's wife, Joseph refused to her advances. He said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis 39 and 9. He had committed to God and he had unwaveringly faithfulness to his moral principles, even after being falsely accused of adultery by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison. Even in prison, he displayed integrity. When we face trials and difficulties, God will honor our faithfulness in due time. Amen. He had every right to be mad. You may have every right to be angry. You may have it. But amen, just stand up and do what God's word says. Amen. Just trust God in the process. We've all been through something in our life. There's all of us that has a great deal of things that have come up against us. But amen, it doesn't make us. It should make you better, not bitter. You should be able to look back and say, I won in that. Devil, you thought you had me, but I'm the winner in this. God, you get the victory out of this. But so many times we go through things and we want to give the pity party to everybody, not giving them the testimony of how he brought you out, but you want to give the pity party of what they done to you. Somebody has done something to everybody. But when you get a life of Christ, you win. So let them know the greater one lives on the inside of me. Look what the Lord done to me. The devil thought he had me. My siblings sold me into slavery. I ain't angry. Because I know who I am. You got to know who you are and stand up for what is right. Trust God in the process. Trust him in the process. Because you will win. Amen. Amen. My second one is Daniel. Daniel was a man of great wisdom and in integrity who served in the courts of several Babylonian kings. Despite of living in a foreign land and facing persecution, Daniel refused to compromise his faith or moral principles. When he was ordained to pray to the king, Daniel continued to pray to God, knowing that it could cost him his life. Here we see that Daniel's story is a reminder that integrity requires courage and conviction. It is easy to compromise when we face pressure from the world, but Daniel stood firm knowing that God was with him. His life is an inspiration to all believers who seek to live a life of integrity in a world that often values compromise over righteousness. Daniel's integrity was tested once again when he was thrown into the lion's den for refusing to stop praying to God. But God protected Daniel. Daniel's life reminds us that living with integrity may not always be easy, but it's always worth it. Amen. Try to get thrown into a lion's den. Try to go outside in an unfamiliar place. You would be scared. But if you hold on to your integrity, amen, and trust God, he'll see you through it. I'm thinking about being thrown into the lion's den. If you ain't got nothing else but to trust God. Everybody else is against you. And if you believe in God, God had to have already shown himself to Daniel multiple times before for him to know, God, I trust you. In the midst of this, you're going to bring me out of it. Amen. Everybody is praying to the king, but I know who God is. And I'm praying and I'm trusting in you. Regardless of what they say, if I die, I die for you. Amen. How many of us are willing to die for God? When we think of death, most people are afraid to die. Amen. But when you do it for God, there's no fear because God is with you. And when you close your eyes on this side, you lift your eyes up in heaven. That's what you got to believe and trust. There's nothing here more important than God. Amen. So no matter what you go against or what somebody is saying, trust God. Amen, and he'll bring you out. Amen, don't fall under. Amen, my next one is Nehemiah. Was a Jewish cupbearer to King Artarius. I'm going to go with that one. But when he heard that the walls of Jerusalem were in ruins, he was deeply troubled. Jeremiah had a heart for his people and desired to see the city of Jerusalem restored. He approached the king with his request to go and rebuild the walls, and the king granted him his request. Nehemiah faced many obstacles and oppositions as he worked to rebuild the wall, but he remained steadfast in his faith and commitment to the task. Despite of facing threats, and intimidation, Nehemiah did not compromise or give up. He declared, should such a man as I flee, and who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? Nehemiah's life is a reminder that integrity requires perseverance and determination. Nehemiah's integrity was tested once again when he discovered that some of his fellow Jews were oppressing their own people. Nehemiah confronted the oppressors and demanded that they stop their evil deeds. Nehemiah's life reminds us that living with integrity means standing up for what is right, even when it is difficult. How many of us are willing to stand up for what is right, even when somebody is telling you, no, you're wrong. No, that ain't right. No, that ain't the way you do it. Amen. You got to be able to know what the word of God is saying and begin to stand up for what's right in the word of God, especially now with the way the world is. Amen. They're compromising a great deal of things. But you got to know who you are and stand up and believe what is right. Wrong is wrong and right is right. And I'm going to let you know it's wrong so you can get it right. And you got to get that with an understanding. Amen. You got to stop playing around because they're not playing with you. So why are you playing with them? They don't have a problem telling you how they feel about the situation. They don't have a problem telling you who they are. So why don't you have a problem telling them what is right? And what the word of God is saying. And the way God is telling you to do it. Amen. Because the blood is on your hand when you know what is right. And you pat them on the back like it's okay. Wrong is wrong. Let's get it right. Let's get it together. You're going down the wrong road. You're going down the road of destruction. That is not the way God intended for it to be. Amen. This is how it's supposed to be. You got to be able to stand up for this, what is right. Amen. 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 Walking in integrity has important benefits. I'm going to give you a couple important benefits. Then I'm going to be out your hair. Amen. Security. Walking in integrity, you have security. Proverbs 10 and 9. Solomon wrote, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his way crooked will be found out. When he walk in integrity, we live with security, with confidence, assurance, refuge in God, and no fear of being found out. You don't have fear when you're found out. When you walk with God and something is wrong and somebody bring it to your attention, you don't have a problem in correcting it. But when somebody bring it to your attention and you get angry, you need to check yourself. Because you already know you're wrong, and you just don't want to get right. Amen? So understand that if you found out, amen, get it together. Amen. Number two, vision. Psalms 25 and 21. David wrote, let integrity and righteousness preserve me, for I wait for you. Preserve means guard from danger. Integrity and uprightness guard us from danger. Amen. Integrity guards us from danger. And you thought being thug-like was going to guard you from danger. It's not. Walking in integrity guards you from danger. Standing up for what is right. Amen. Stop pulling back that old suit and putting it back on. Leave it where it's at. It didn't do no good for you when you was wearing it. You got in all kind of trouble. All kind of may have happened. Amen. Some of us may have even went to jail for some of the things we did. Or probably should have. Amen. Stop pulling up the old and let the new come alive. Let somebody see a new refreshing on you. Stop allowing that old man to come back to life. Because it's a trick of the devil that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. 10 years have passed, and you still live in the same way. The devil is winning.
because you refuse to change. You refuse to go forward. The word, why come to church if you ain't learning nothing? Come to learn to make change, to get developed, to be to who you are. Amen. If you was a fighter, let go of the fighting. Fight for the word of God. Fight to get people's lives saved. Fight to see a change in the atmosphere. Let's change the fight to something else. If you was a gain leader, get the gain for Jesus Christ. Join up together and let's have Bible study. Let's pray. Amen. You may be a leader, but lead the right way. Amen. You may be a leader. Lead the right way. Show them what's right. Show them what's wrong. Amen. Give them what the word of God is saying. Not have the man and woman of God come up here and preach the word and you teach them something totally different. Because when you around somebody more than you're in the household of God, you start believing that individual rather than the word. So when you're around your friends or whatever you want to call them to do, what is the word of God saying? Lead them the right way. Show them what God is saying. Give them an understanding about what the word is so they can learn. Because remember, in a game, you got a leader, then you got all the followers. So how are you leading them? Are you leading them to the cross? Or are you just keeping them in this little bag, in this little circle? And girl, don't you do it that way, because I won't do it like that. And they miss out on what God has in store for them because you choose not to give them what God is saying and what God is doing. You're hindering them. Let's destroy that spirit. And let's stand up for what is right. And you little followers, stop following and start leading. You don't always have to follow what somebody else is doing. Stand up for what is right and gain your own integrity. And know who you are as a woman. Know who you are and start leading your own direction. Amen. Why have kids if you can't even take care of them? Because they're the next thing that you're teaching. What are you teaching them? You got to teach them the integrity of the Lord. You got to teach them what is right. You got to teach them which way to go. You got to teach them not to be fearful. You got to teach them how to walk upright. You got to teach them how to pray. You got to teach them how to fast. You got to teach them how to get before the Lord. You sleep until 12 o'clock noon and the kids is taking care of themselves. That's not okay. How are you leading them? Which direction are you taking them in? Are you allowing somebody else to do it? Because the school teachers these days ain't even what it used to be. They're not even teaching them what they need to teach them. So know who you are and guide them the right way. Amen. My third one is blessing to your children. Proverbs 20:7. A righteous person who walks in the integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. Parents, today is something you can do to improve the life of your children. Live a pure life, a life of integrity, a life that is good, and an example of duties of God and mankind. Amen. Let us make it our aim to live with integrity in all aspects of our life, whether it's in our personal relationship, our work, or our ministry. Let's live it with integrity. Amen. My conclusion on tonight: integrity is a quality that is highly valued in the Bible, and it should be highly valued in our lives as well. When we live with integrity, we are an example for others to follow and honor. We honor God with our lives. Let us strive to be men and women of integrity. Living with integrity requires steadfastness in our faith. It is not always easy, but it's always worth it. We can draw inspiration from these men of integrity in the Bible. Living with integrity requires commitment to God and a desire to honor him in all that we do. We must be willing to stand firm and face of opposition and temptation
trusting that God will honor our faithfulness. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's be a household that lives with integrity. Amen. That trusts God. No matter what you go through, Job was a great example that Ruah, the breath of God, was up on his life. And no matter what went on, amen, he was trusting God in the midst of it all. Ruah, anointed woman, is a spirit-led woman. She trusts God no matter what. She doesn't take matters into her own hand. She trusts God. She doesn't blame God in bad times. She prays her way out of the valley. She knows if she keeps her integrity in God, she's given God a reason to rescue her and bless her. Shout, raw. The raw woman's guard her mouth from speaking anything when she is hurt. Amen. Amen. We pray that you have received something from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Amen. Let us bow before the King. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this service on tonight. Lord God, we thank you for everyone that is standing in your presence. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your word has become life unto them on tonight, oh God. Lord God, they take it and begin to know, apply change unto them, oh God. Lord God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you bless everyone going out as you did their coming in. It's in your Son Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. You're dismissed.